Kiki Coco, tree from my youth.
Kee! Kiko Coco, Kiko Coco, Coco Coco, Kiki Kiki.
You foolish monkey, what's it even? Hey, well done, I guess.
Kiko Key!
What are you sounding so smug for? Take these! Let's go, monkey! It's even nastier down here! I wish someone would just take some time out of their day and clean up this old castle. A liver, eh? Well, you know what they say about livers, don't you, Salsa?
Ki-coco, ki-coco, ki-coco?
No, you pull them. What, do you think I'm going to pull that disgusting thing? You do it, monkey!
Ki-coco.
Oh, what did you do now? You foolish simian! Why would you pull that lever? Oh, it's Tweedledee again. Tell me, did you get the item?
The intruders have it, sir.
Go after them! Make them regret their defiance! Go!
Yes, sir!
I'm so angry! I could just... Let's go, Sarasa. Back to that inn of theirs.
Hey, I was here first.
But I'm more important. Don't you see my pins?
You bought those at the store for 5 DP.
Will one of you two move out of the way?
You heard the man.
He was talking to you, mister. Oh, look, I'm so important because I can buy pins.
At least I have the money to buy pins, unlike lowlifes like you.
Will both of you shut up? Out of my way!
Yes, sir.
Do you know what time it is?
4 o'clock, sir.
Too late! That's what time it is! You're all idiots! If you weren't out here arguing over who has the prettier plastic pins, we would have already had the intruders and the item!
Look who's getting punished.
He's talking to both of us, stupid.
He's clearly looking at you.
Yeah, but you're the one who drove your tank, right?
Stop arguing and go after them!
Right away, sir.
Hi, there's Wes.
Whoa, that was like perfect timing.
What's the meaning of all this noise? What? What's wrong?
Where the hell's that scumbag son of yours, Geezer? Tell me right now, where is he?
What did you say about my son? You fat piece of beetle dung?
Hey, you don't even know what he did yet. That lousy good for nothing stole all my money that I trusted him to keep secret.
That boy, Duster, serves you right for being so rude.
Wait. Calm down, Butch. You don't know for sure if Duster took what you're looking for. Do you? Did you see him do it?
And just what exactly is this money thing? Butch, please, calm down.
Shut up! Shut up, all of you!
Wes, what's going on around here?
Look! Wes and Duster, as we all know, have trained in being master thieves. But until now, when I got money, those lowlifes had absolutely nothing to steal from us. But we all know how trashy they are, and how they would steal anything of value in an instant from us. Freaking gutter rats!
Hey! Get over here right now and I'll kick your ass, you little punk!
Like, oh my god, totally not cool!
Hey, all of you, shut up! That's what I thought. Now, will all of you calm down for 1 second? Freaking out won't help any of us, not with Duster missing. Now we need to collect our thoughts and go out and look for him, alright?
Oh, a goodness. Is everything, alright?
That thief Duster stole my money!
Oh, no! I could never believe anyone would do such a terrible thing. It's almost as if the rumors were true.
What rumors?
That the village is becoming cursed. I refuse to let that happen. Tasmly should never become the home of those with evil in their souls. We should all seek happiness. That is the only way I foresee. The only way we can prevent this fate.
Hey, little monkey, what's up?
Please save me.
Oh, Salsa. It looks like you found a new friend.
Asad is an evil, evil man.
I'm afraid we're going to have to leave your friend, though, Salsa.
He's going to lead this village onto the path of destruction.
Come, Salsa.
Help me.
I said, come.
Kikokoki.
And just what did you think you were doing with that girl?
Kikikoko!
Why should I believe you? You were obviously up to no good, yes. I saw what you tried last time, monkey. Now, Salsa, a good job today. Don't get a big head over it. Tomorrow will be even harder.
Okay.
No crying, monkey. Asleep. And now. A shoe. A shoe. A shoe. A shoe. Salsa, move those boxes faster. I said faster. Useless monkey. Get up. Do you want me to kick you again? You're transforming? What is going on?
Asad, you have shocked me for the last time. That's right, evildoer. Run. But you cannot flee from me. Taste my mighty monkey fudge! Evil has been vanquished. Now to find my precious Samba. Oh, Samba, my precious love. I'm finally reunited with you. Yes, let's go back home now. Let's fly there on my banana plane. Onward to home. Samba, what is that in your hand? Samba, is that... that controller? No, it can't be. You aren't Samba, you're...
Yes! And now, you will die!
Coco?
Psst! Little monkey!
Kiki?
Quiet! That creep might still be awake!
Whatever, that guy doesn't scare me. Hey, buddy! Why the heck do you stay with this guy? Make a run for it while you have a chance!
Kiki-ko.
I could see in your face that you fear him. No innocent animal should be enslaved like you are. Come on out and be free. I'll protect you if that jerk comes after you. Now quickly, get to the door.
No! Don't do it again!
Okay, the door's no good. Try the window! I think this should be far away enough.
Kiki, go! Go!
Run away, little one! You are free now!
Kiki, go!
Oh yeah, you've still got that electric doohickey attached, don't ya? Poor little thing!
I must say, Princess, I'm impressed that you would go out of your way to save a lower life form.
What can I say? I'm the people's princess.
Now that we've done our good deed for the day, I think it's time we resume our search for Duster and the Hummingbird's egg.
Kikoko?
That's a long story. You don't want to hear it.
We really have no time to waste if we're going to have a chance at finding them.
I hope that he's okay. That was an awfully big fall that the three of us took.
Kikoko, Kikoko, go!
He's not my boyfriend, you crap-smelling little...
I'm sure that Duster is fine, Princess. At the very least, he'll be able to smell his way back to Tasmally with that giant schnoz of his.
Ugh. Anyway, before we get back on our little quest, I think we should free this poor little monkey.
I suppose that's better than leaving it in the clutches of the mustachioed maniac.
Kiki-ko?
Yeah, alright, it's... okay. Oh god, please stop.
How are we gonna get this collar off?
Duh, geezer. You're gonna go and steal that zapping whatchamacallit from that lying sack of crap.
Me? Why would you ask me to steal something for you? Do you really think that poorly of my character? Okay, shut up.
Oh, you'll be free soon, you adorable little thing. You'll never have to take orders from that fat slave driver again.
Kiki-ko.
Oh, come give Auntie Kumatora a great big hug.
I'm back. Man, the smell in that room? You don't come back from that.
Geezer.
Oh yeah, I got the remote. I wasn't sure how to turn off the collar, so I just pressed all the buttons. Was that bad?
Kiki. Coco-co.
Kiki-co!
Yeah, a sharp knife.
Well, since that didn't work, maybe we should just destroy it.
Good idea. Monkey, you do the honors. Well, you're free now, monkey dude. You can go wherever you want.
Cuckoo key?
Go on. Go frolic with the other monkeys.
Cuckoo key.
What? Your girlfriend was monkey-napped?
I did not know such a thing existed.
It's only the most cruel form of kidnapping, Geezer. That cheap bastard. By the time I'm done with him, he'll be nothing but a pile of jelly.
I heard that, you pink-haired Harvey.
Oh, dear.
What a surprise to meet you here, Princess Akumadora.
Kiko. Key.
Why, hello, Salsa. Did you think that you could escape from me? I'm afraid you're about to be painfully proven wrong.
You're the one who's wrong, fat ass! You can't oppress this adorable creature any longer! I will not allow it!
You're awfully cute when you try to be assertive.
Alright, you guys, let's make a dash for it. I'm free.
After them! After them! Condor, this is Lightning Bug. A lightning bug. It's me, Facade, you dimwit. Listen, they're heading your way. Your way? Just keep them busy until I get there. Over and out. You can run, Pinky, but you can't hide.
We can just make it through the forest.
My body's not built for this kind of activity.
My son like father.
Kiki, go, Kiki, go, Ki.
This is horrible. Oh, look at that hot spring.
Geezer, this is no time for your senility. Just run! Damn it! They've blocked this exit. Keep running. No, this way too. Damn! Another one? Wait.
We're trapped!
It's attacking us!
Can I at least catch my breath?
Geezer, if you don't do something quick, you're not gonna need to breathe anymore!
What are you? Oh, I get it.
Do something.
Kiki!
Alright, here it goes! Did that work?
You threw your shoes at it.
I don't see you bending over backwards.
Why should I? This is all your fault. Man, I could have done it twice as fast.
Listen, I don't know what you're talking
about.
Key! Go bring me my shoes!
Key! Penthouse toad in Indianapolis! Huh?
What on earth?
The Ultra Mega Super DX HXC Pink Tank Deluxe with adjustable bun warmer and extra wide cup holders. You ruined it!
How did we do that?
I told you the shoes would work, you whippersnapper. Those odor eaters are from before you were born!
Kiki! Coco Ki Kiki Co!
You suck what into the exhaust pipe? Dung?
Where on earth did you find dung?
Well, I guess whatever works.
No, Johnny! You jerkweeds! You just got engaged!
Cram it, lard for brains! If you don't want some of this, then wallow your butts back to wherever you came from!
Kiki! Go! Go!
What is it, monkey?
It's that man again!
You're all too kind at taking care of our best pig tank operator. Now we don't even have to give out severance pay.
You heartless jerk!
And now, where were we? Oh, yes. We were at the part where you fork over that worthless pile of fluff.
No, never!
Don't test me, who the hell are you?
It's some little kid.
So, shrimp.
Get out of here, shrimpster. The adults are talking.
Man, look at that man. Look at that
haircut.
I didn't know kids could whistle.
Oh, am I a pork?
Is that?
What in the name of pork and beans is a baby Drago doing here?
Get out of here. Take Blondie with you.
What's so damn funny, you little punk? Is that it? Is that supposed to scare me? A pathetic little...
Oh, dear God, the mother Drago, get out of here, man!
Get in the tank!
No, no, get away!
You mess with me, you mess with my friend!
Please stop, not the mustache, no!
I do love karma, don't you, little monkey?
Go, 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 geek!
No, it's so sad. Don't. I'll get you all the bananas you can knock back. Women, money, your own TV show, anything. Just don't.
We now join you, me, and the monkey already in progress.
Geeky, geeky, go, go. Geeky, geeky, go.
Oh my god.
Key.
Don't! No!
Yeah! What now, Bubble Butt?
This is just delightful. Kiki Coco! Kiki Co!
Thanks a lot, Courtney! You too, Todd!
Lucas, you saved our lives! Thank you. I don't know how we can repay you.
No, it's all right, old man Wes. You don't need to repay me at all. I'm just glad everyone's all right.
Well, at least let us tell you what's going on here.
Who are you? Whoa! You have pink hair!
Right. My name's Kumatora. I'm with Geezer here. Thanks a lot for saving our heinies back there, short stuff.
Lucas,
short stuff?
I'm sure this is all very confusing. Let me try and explain.
So that's what's going on. Duster disappeared, and you two are searching for the mosquito's egg?
Hummingbird. Mosquito egg makes about as much sense, though.
Please, let me come with you!
Lucas, I can't let you do that. You're far too young for this sort of thing.
But what about Kumatora? She doesn't look that much older than me.
You little twerp, it's Kumatora, and I'm at least 10 years older than you.
Regardless, Lucas, you need to stay here. Your father needs you.
My father? Dad doesn't need me.
Lucas, I'm sure that's not true.
No, it's just Dad's still looking for the... My dad's still looking for my brother. Every day he's up in the mountains calling his name. I think it's been I can't remember the last time he's called for me.
That's tough, kid.
You just wait, Lucas. Klaus is going to come back one day. You'll see.
Sure.
Tasmally needs us to protect us. I'll be here to help, too.
Kiki?
Princess Kumatora, I entrust you and the monkey with the task of finding that son of mine.
What? You're leaving, Geezer? Well, I guess you really aren't very helpful anyway. I'll see ya.
Yeah.
this.
Lucas, was it? I think we might be seeing each other again soon. Very soon. Perhaps in a month or two.
Or a few years, maybe?
Whatever. I'll see you when I see you.
Peace!
Let's go, Monkey Man!
Ki-ko-ko-ko!
Did I ask you to tell me your name? That name is Salsa.
Tazmili's metamorphosis is well underway, and the outcome is a mystery even to its inhabitants. It seems the mysterious facade's plan has been set into motion, each resident of Tazmili a turning cog in his machine. The majority of the villagers are blind to the change. Very few seem to truly understand the consequences of what is happening. As Tazmili begins to grow larger, so do the shadows it casts on the ground. Despite all this, something stirs deep within the darkness of our story. The heart of a young boy will soon receive its chance to shine and cast its light upon the far reaches of the Nowhere Islands. Soon, the sun will rise once again. Our story continues to unfold in Chapter 4 of Tree from My Youth.